New Millennium Audio presents
The Old Curiosity Shop, a tale by Charles Dickens, read by Paul Scofield.
Night is generally my time for walking. One night I'd roamed into the city and was walking slowly on when I was arrested by an inquiry. I turned hastily round and found at my elbow a pretty little girl who begged to be directed to a certain street. "It's a very long way from here, my child," I said. "I know that, sir," she replied timidly, "for I came from there tonight." "Alone?" said I, in some surprise. "Oh, yes, I don't mind that, but I'm a little frightened now, for I've lost my road." "Well, come," said I, "I'll take you there." She put her hand in mine, as confidingly as if she'd known me from her cradle, and we trudged away together. "Who sent you so far by yourself?" said I. "Somebody who's very kind to me, sir. And what have you been doing?" "That I must not tell," said the child. It was not until we arrived in the street itself that she knew where we were. Running on before me for a short distance, my little acquaintance stopped at a door and knocked at it. A faint light appeared through the glass in the door, which enabled me to see what kind of person it was who advanced. It was a little old man with long grey hair. The place through which he'd made his way was one of those receptacles for old and curious things which seemed to crouch in odd corners of this town and hide their musty treasures.